We interviewed Dr. Booker at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver on the 5th of November about his research involving mice, DNA, and recombination. DNA is present in every living cell of every creature, and it is different between every individual. It's like the blueprint of the individual's body. Recombination is an event that happens in DNA and causes pieces of it to swap in and out. Now, let's get into some of the main moments from our interview with Dr. Booker. The animal subjects of your study were two groups of mice, but can you tell us some more about them?
So the wild mice I worked on are from a particular subspecies of mice called Mus musculus castaneus. And they kind of, their ancestral range is kind of like northern India. And lab mice are derived from a different subspecies of mice called Mus musculus domesticus. And their ancestral range is kind of around northern Iran.
Your research examined an event called recombination in the mice's DNA. What did you find out about recombination in this case?
And so one of the questions I was able to ask, because we had the sample of castaneus rather than the sample of domesticus, is whether the recombination rates in castaneus are similar to the ones that you see in domesticus. Mm-hmm. And so that was why I did the comparison between the rates in domesticus versus castaneus, to see whether they had changed at all.
Okay.
For those who don't know, genes are very small sections of DNA, and they vary between individuals of the same species. But in this study, was there any relationship between recombination and how much genes varied between individual animals?
So there should be higher diversity when there is a higher recombination rate,
mm-hmm.
and lower diversity when there's a lower recombination rate. So you should see a positive correlation between neutral or genetic mm-hmm. diversity and the recombination rate.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did that analysis, and I did find that there's a positive correlation.
Well, that's a lot to digest. So what does recombination mean exactly when we say it affects gene diversity? Sometimes, genes are good for us. Genes are a part of our DNA, and DNA decides the structure of our body. Some genes can be good and make us healthier, and some can be bad. Recombination can cause good and bad genes to be separated, which helps to make healthy children with good genes, or can cause children to be born with unhealthy genes. Still, one recombination event isn't going to have much of a difference on overall health, since there's 30,000 genes in the DNA, which is just too much for recombination to make a difference on.
Audio Jungle.